Like you said, I'll need your help to talk to the vendors about donating prizes. But that should be it. Leaning back against the wall of the cafe, Mika propped the flat of one foot against it. I can't just give you free rein on this. It'd be like giving a tourist a key to the city, so to speak. His little button nose wrinkled, gaze straying to the street where shoppers passed by on the sidewalk, oblivious to Mika and Jeff standing in the alley only 2 feet away. I'll keep you up to date on everything, Jeff offered, smelling victory, and it was oh so sweet. And I'll need your input on certain things anyway, like what you think we should charge for tickets and registration. Sighing, Mika thunked his head back against the wall. Jeff winced in sympathy. You did build an organization from the ground up, Mika muttered, to himself it seemed. Guess planning a little hockey tournament is peanuts compared to that. I didn't build Sport U to be the number one sports apparel and equipment company by slacking on the details. A small town hockey tournament was less than peanuts in comparison, but it was no less important. I almost planned my own wedding once, Mika said. It's basically the same thing. Jeff stared at him for a moment, the spark in Mika's gaze and the upward tilt to his mouth registering in the brief second before a smile burst over Jeff's face. Basically, huh? So about the same as fruitcake and a Christmas turkey? Mika chuckled. Or like eggnog and apple cider. Santa and his elves? Gingerbread and mistletoe. They stood smiling at each other, something indecipherable floating in the air between them while laughter and conversation drifted into the alley. Whatever it was settled between Jeff's ribs, new and wonderful and a little bit scary. Clearing his throat, Mika straightened. Okay. Okay as in okay? Jeff banked the urge to fist pump as excitement threaded through him. Can we meet soon to go over some details? Not today, I know, he added when Mika opened his mouth, no doubt to protest. Tomorrow morning, Tiny's panini. I'll buy you brunch. But Mika was already shaking his head. Tiny's is always packed for brunch on Sundays. Everyone and their pet rabbits head there after church. Pet rabbits? And the pub will be equally as packed, so that's out too. Why don't... Come over then, Jeff interrupted without thinking. I'll feed you. Do you like French toast? Mika pursed his lips. There better be real maple syrup. If you serve me that fake glop, the tournament's off. Laughter erupted from Jeff's chest. Mika might have been a prickly thing, but the mouth on him was entertaining as hell. Maybe this wouldn't be so bad after all. I gotta get back to work, Mika said, straightening off the wall. I'll see you about 10-ish. Ah, one thing. Don't suppose you've got an extra laptop I can borrow? Mine crashed after I arrived. There's an electronic store in Bidford you can get it fixed at. Yeah, Jeff said slowly, drawing the word out. Except my car's in your garage and I don't know when I'll get it back. Call John at the garage, Mika suggested, like the answer was obvious. Can't. My phone's broken. Mika stared at him for a moment. One blink. Two. And then he was laughing, head thrown back, long neck exposed, nose scrunched in an adorable way that made Jeff want to kiss it. You're literally trapped in this town, Mika managed through guffaws. Yeah, yeah, laugh it up. That just made Mika laugh some more, drawing Jeff's gaze to his face. This wasn't the cold, plastic smile Jeff had been greeted with earlier. This was pure enjoyment. At Jeff's expense, yes. But the way it transformed Mika's face into soft lines? The way it made him more approachable? The way it crinkled his eyes and formed laugh lines at the corners? It took the physical attraction Jeff didn't want to feel and morphed it into something that had the potential to become something deeper. Wheeling his dolly out of the alley, Mika waved over his shoulder. See you tomorrow, Belmore. So that was a no on the laptop then.